Piercing blue autumn skies and billowing white clouds drift across the chimneys of this modest but perfectly manicured suburb. There aren't even many leaves crunching underfoot. The town workers have already come and vacuumed them all away. But there's a nasty little secret scurrying under the porches and behind the garden sheds in this western New York town.
You walk to the back behind the shed here?
County Sanitation Chief Peter Trippi takes us for a peek.
And can you see the teeth marks here? That's actually rat gnaw marks. And there's the garbage bag. That's what we found when we went to this property.
Now, you might be thinking we trudged through derelict grass and scattered debris to find these rat clues. Nope. This is a gorgeous manicured yard with not a blade of grass out of place. But Trippi says rats aren't choosy.
You would never think, by looking from side to side here, that there would be a rat problem this yard. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you live in. Doesn't matter how much money you got. There's no difference. They just like your food.
And you'd be surprised where rats can find food. A garbage can left even briefly uncovered, a neglected bird feeder, dog feces, and even a compost pile.
Absolutely. This is, it's a rat condo. It's a grass clipping compost pile that basically housed rats to go, 100-yard radius all the way around to the different houses.
Trippi says the rats had to get creative with their housing. A summer of extremely heavy rains drove them out of the sewers and into some previously rat-free neighborhoods. And with the West Nile virus killing off millions of birds, the rats have a lot less competition for the food they're finding above ground. The consequence is a virtual rat infestation, all the way from New York and Illinois to Virginia, Michigan, and L.A. Here in Kenmore, there have been 4,000 rat complaints, nearly double last year. Of course, none of this is news to the garbage collectors. They see the problem up close and personal. 20-year veteran Louis Todaro says this past summer has been the worst he's ever seen.
Across the street, there's an alleyway, and there had to be like 10 of them in there. And we just started chasing them with garbage cans trying to kill them, but we couldn't. They just, by the time we got there, they split, so.
The problem is they don't split for long. Vector Control Chief Trippi says now that the rats have relocated from the sewers to these upscale accommodations, they kind of like it.
And what that means is they want to live with us. They want to be near our garbage. They want to be near our bird feeders. And the problem with that is rats carry diseases.
We all know about stuff like typhus and the bubonic plague, but there are emerging diseases, such as a pet killer called leptospirosis. It's killing dogs all across the country. Trippi says they need to get rid of the rats before the disease starts spreading to humans. So his team is taking the rats on, one yard at a time.
If you don't mind, we're going to cut through your yard.
Help yourself. Just don't go into the pool.
Thanks, Mr. Whaler.
Okay.
Trippi and his vector control team set up rat traps, they fill bait boxes with poison, and when they have to, they issue citations to residents who don't heed the town's new rat control rules. Covered garbage cans only, clear away all brush, and clean up scattered birdseed and dog feces. Slowly, the new rules seem to be working.
Brooke, could you just open up a bait box for her? Just
yeah, sure. You could see some was eaten.
Wow, a lot of it was eaten.
Still, Trippi says mostly it's educational warfare. And he says now heading into winter is the best time to nip the problem. If the rats get cozy, not only will they stay, they will multiply. Fully nourished, one adult rat can breed up to 60 baby rats a year.
The adult rat can live on a little bit of food, but he can't procreate unless he has a lot of food source. And they can't live through the winter unless they're warm and fattened up.
So, now is the time to quite literally put a lid on it. Keep those garbage cans covered. Unless you want some uninvited furry guests this winter. And many, many more come spring. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joyce Kryzak.